Terry A. Davis, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. This audio recording was read from how it appears on the 6th of January, 2019, at 14:58. The info box shows a picture with a caption, "Davis with his computer monitor, circa 1990s. Born Terrence Andrew Davis, December 15, 1969, West Allis, Wisconsin, U.S. Died August 11, 2018, aged 48, The Dalles, Oregon, U.S. Residence, Las Vegas, Nevada, U.S., 1997 to 2018. Education, bachelor's degree in computer engineering, 1992, and master's degree in electrical engineering, 1994, from Arizona State University. Occupation, computer programmer. Employer, Ticketmaster, 1990 to 1996. Known for Temple OS. Website, templewest.org. For other uses, see Terry Davis, Disambiguation. Terrence Andrew Davis, December 15, 1969 to August 11, 2018, was an American programmer who created and designed an entire operating system, Temple OS, by himself. One computer engineer compared the achievement to a one-man-built skyscraper. Davis also posted hours of video blogs to social media, and by the time of his death, had amassed a small online following. He often referred to himself as the smartest programmer that's ever lived. As a teenager, Davis learned assembly language on a Commodore 64. He earned a master's degree in electrical engineering from Arizona State University and worked for several years at Ticketmaster as a programmer for fax machines. In 1996, he began experiencing regular manic episodes, one of which led him to hospitalization. Initially diagnosed with bipolar disorder, he was later declared schizophrenic and remained unemployed for the rest of his life. Davis grew up as a Catholic and was an atheist for some of his adult life. After experiencing a self-described revelation, he proclaimed that he was in direct communication with God and that God commanded him to build a successor to the Second Temple. Davis committed a decade to creating an OS modeled after the DOS-based interfaces of his youth, first calling it the J operating system, and later Lusthos. In 2013, Davis announced that he had completed the project, now called Temple OS. It was released to mostly favorable reviews. Online, Davis would frequently communicate in randomly generated blocks of text and off-topic declarations about God, which led to bans from several message boards. He was also controversial for his regular use of racist and homophobic slurs. During his final months, he struggled with periods of homelessness and incarceration. In 2018, while walking alongside railroad tracks, he was struck by a train and died at the age of 48. Investigators could not determine if his death was suicide or accidental. Early life, career, and illness. There's a picture with the caption, "Davis with his parents, circa 1994. Terrence Andrew Davis was born in West Allis, Wisconsin, later moving to Washington, Michigan, California, and Arizona. He was the seventh of eight children, and his father was an industrial engineer. As a child, Davis used an Apple II at his elementary school, and as a teenager, learned assembly language on a Commodore 64. He earned a master's degree in electrical engineering from Arizona State University in 1994, and worked for several years at Ticketmaster as a programmer for fax machines. On the subject of his certifications, he wrote in 2011, "Everybody knows electrical is higher in the engineering pecking order than CS because it requires real math." Winky face. "I'm a rocket scientist, though not a very good one." There's another picture that says, "Davis with his milling machine, prototype, 1997. In March 1996, Davis began experiencing regular manic episodes and suffered from delusions of space aliens and government agents that left him briefly hospitalized for his mental health issues. According to Davis, he attributed a profound quality to the Rage Against the Machine lyric, "Some of those workforces are the same that burn crosses," and recalled, "I started seeing people following me around in suits and stuff. It just seemed something was strange." At one point, he began driving hundreds of miles south with no destination, convinced that his car radio was talking to him, and abandoned his vehicle in a Texas desert, where he was then picked up by an officer and driven to a hospital. He was initially diagnosed with bipolar disorder and later declared schizophrenic. Davis remained unemployed for the rest of his life. In July, he returned to Arizona and started formulating plans for a new business. He recalled having 3D printing in mind as an obvious pursuit and designed a three-axis milling machine. An incident involving a Dremel tool nearly set his apartment on fire, which caused him to abandon the idea. From then onward, he lived with his parents in Las Vegas and collected Social Security disability payments. First note. Davis later wrote that he found work at a company named SciTech Corp. between 1997 and 1999, making FPGA-based image processing equipment. He said the next 2 years were spent at HARE, where he worked an application called SimStructure, and the 2 years after that were spent at Graphic Technologies, where he was head software / electrical engineer. Until 2003, Davis was sent to a psychiatric ward every 6 months due to reoccurring manic episodes. In 2014, he said that he was genuinely pretty crazy in a way. Now I'm not. I'm crazy in a different way, maybe. Davis grew up Catholic and was an atheist before the aforementioned events. He later said the delusions led to a revelation. In an email to a Vice journalist, Davis described the experience as seeming a lot like mental illness. I felt guilty for being such a technology advocate atheist. It would sound polite if you said I scared myself thinking about quantum computers. And then I guess you could just throw in your ordinary mental illness. His schizophrenia affected his communication skills and his online comments were usually incomprehensible. However, he was reported as always lucid if the topic was computers. Vice noted that, in 2012, Davis had a productive conversation with the contributors at Metafilter, where his work was introduced as an operating system written by a schizophrenic programmer. Temple OS. Main article, Temple OS. There's a picture here that says, with the caption, "Screenshot of the Temple OS interface." Temple OS, known as J Operating System from 2004 to 2005, and Lustos from 2006 to 2012, is an operating system similar to the Commodore 64, DeskView, and other early DOS-based interfaces. It was conceived by Davis in the early 2000s and developed alone over the course of a decade. This included the design of its original programming language, editor, compiler, and kernel. It was ultimately composed of over 100,000 lines of code. In 2005, Davis stated that his ambition for the J operating system was to recreate the dynamic environment that used to exist when the Commodore 64 was around and everyone was creating oddball software. He envisioned the system as a Commodore 64 with 1,000 times more powerful processing speed. 3 years later, he wrote that the primary purpose of Lustos was for making games. It had no networking or internet support. As far as I'm concerned, that would be reinventing the wheel. Davis later proclaimed that he was in direct communication with God, and that God told him to build a successor to the Second Temple as an operating system. As such, references to biblical tropes are ubiquitous in the OS. One bundled program, After Egypt, is a game in which the player travels to a burning bush to use a high-speed stopwatch. The stopwatch is meant to act as an oracle that generates pseudo-random text, something Davis likened to a Ouija board, and glossolalia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. An example of generated text follows. A monk consigned penally result perverseness checked stated held sensation reasons reasonings skies adversity Dakota lip suffer approached enact displacing feast canst pearl doing alms comprehendeth not. According to Davis, many of the system's features, such as its 640 by 480 resolution and 16-color display, were also explicit instructions from God. The charter on his website stated that Temple OS was God's official temple, just like Solomon's temple. This is a community focal point where offerings are made and God's oracle is consulted. In 2012, Davis stated that Lustos was downloaded 10,000 times since 2009, and that there was no evidence anyone had installed it. I am in a CIA prison. Later in the year, he renamed Lustos to Sparrow OS, and in early 2013 rebranded again as Temple OS. A few weeks later, his website announced, God's temple is finished. Now, God kills CIA until it spreads. Recognition and following. There's a text box here that says, what people are going to read is, it's about a pathetic schizophrenic who made a crappy operating system. My perspective is, God said I made his temple. Terry A. Davis in regards to an article about his life from an email to a Vice journalist. Davis was controversial for his regular use of racist and homophobic slurs, sometimes rebuking his critics as CIA niggers. Note 2. On the Temple OS website, he explained the reason for his use of racial epithets. I asked God about racism? He said, sports. White people indirectly call each other nigger all the time. After the BBC kept indirectly calling me a nigger, I said, fine, I ain't a pussy. I'll use the real word on my enemies. I have no employer or employees, so I alone can call people nigger. Often, he would frequently communicate in randomly generated blocks of text and off-topic declarations about God, which led to bans from Something Awful, Reddit, and Hacker News. However, the critical reception to Temple OS was mostly favorable, as tech journalist David Cassell wrote, programming websites tried to find the necessary patience and understanding to accommodate Davis. Tech Republic and OS News published positive articles on Davis' work, even though Davis was banned from the latter for hostile comments targeting its readers and staff. Once Temple OS was released, most of Davis's time was spent coding, web surfing, or using the output from the National Institute of Standards and Technology randomness beacon to talk to God. He posted hours of video blogs and would refer to himself as the smartest programmer that's ever lived while showing his creations. A small following proceeded to form around Davis online. One fan described him as a programming legend, while another, a computer engineer, compared the development of Temple OS to a one-man-built skyscraper. In 2017, the OS was shown as part of an outsider art exhibit in Baronne, France. Death. There's a picture here with a caption, Davis in 2018, shortly before his death. During his final months, Davis struggled with periods of homelessness and incarceration. He stopped taking medication because he believed it limited his creativity. Some fans helped him by bringing him supplies, but he refused their housing offers. On the evening of August 11, 2018, while walking alongside railroad tracks in The Dalles, Oregon, he was struck from behind and killed by a Union Pacific train. Investigators cannot determine if his death was suicidal or accidental. In his final video, recorded and uploaded hours before his death, he explained that he had recently removed some of his videos because he did not wish to litter the internet. As reports of Davis's death surfaced online, He was memorialized by fans in a number of tributes posted to social media. Through the Temple of West website, his family and friends asked people to donate to organizations working to ease the pain and suffering caused by mental illness. OS News editor Tom Hulwerda wrote in an obituary for Davis that he was clearly a gifted programmer. Writing an entire operating system is no small feat, and it was sad to see him affected by his mental illness. In December, Linux.org, a community for Linux users, was defaced by hackers to include a reference to Davis's passing.